listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 28. Today is going to be Part 2 of the healing conversation on releasing what no longer serves you. In Part 1, I talked about awareness, about acknowledging what we're still carrying and where it sits in the body, mind, and spirit. Today I'm going deeper into integration, into the emotional residue left behind after release. Into identity rebuilding after you let go of what you once thought you needed, and into how to align with peace, clarity, and grounded light as a daily practice. Let's begin with a breath. Inhale, exhale, and repeat our grounding affirmation. I release what no longer belongs to me. And I welcome peace, clarity, and grounded light. Letting go is not the end. It's the beginning of a new emotional landscape. When we release something that shaped our identity, our patterns, our choices, the quiet space afterward can feel unfamiliar. You might feel lighter, more open, or even disoriented, or emotionally raw. Release creates an internal silence that many people aren't used to, especially if chaos, stress, or survival mode was your normal. Releasing what no longer serves you doesn't just remove weight. It creates space. And space can feel uncomfortable until you learn how to fill it with intention. This is where healing deepens. Freedom is not just letting go. Freedom is learning who you are without what you released. And even after we let go, emotional residue can linger. Residue shows up as random sadness, unexpected anger, missing someone you know wasn't good for you, mentally revisiting the same memory, and feeling uncertain about who you are without the attachment. And guess what? This is normal. Healing is not linear, it's layered. An emotional residue exists because your nervous system needs time to recalibrate. Your brain has to unlearn the old pattern, stop anticipating the old trigger, and create a new emotional pathway. This takes time, and instead of judging yourself, ask, what is this emotion trying to tell me? Is this grief, habit, or fear? Or is this residue, or do I need support? Gentleness is required here, and this is the part of healing where compassion is more powerful than discipline. And when you've spent your years in survival mode, chaos becomes familiar. Letting go feels unsafe because your body is waiting for the next hit. This is biological, not weakness. Your nervous system literally learned to operate in high alert. After release, you may experience hypervigilance, restlessness, difficulty sleeping, feeling on edge, or waiting for something bad to happen. This is your body adjusting. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So now I want to share some nervous system repair practices. The first one is the 4-7-8 breath. This is where you inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and then exhale for 8 seconds. And you should repeat this 2 to 4 times, and this signals safety to your brain. The next is hand-to-heart grounding. You can place one hand on your chest and one on your abdomen and say, "I am safe in this moment. My body can rest." The third one is a sensory reset. And you can, here is where you engage one sense at a time intentionally, such as smell, sound, touch, taste, or sight. This brings your brain out of the past into the present. And the fourth one is emotional naming. Studies have shown naming a feeling calms the amygdala. And you can say things like, "I feel nervous," "I feel sad," "I'd feel uncertain." And then add, "This feeling will pass." And you don't regulate by forcing calm. You regulate by acknowledging your truth. When you release what no longer serves you, a new question emerges. Who am I now? You may discover that you don't want a busy life anymore. You don't want certain friendships. Don't want old mindsets. Don't always want to be the strong one. And don't want to carry everyone else's burden. This is identity work. An identity after release requires a number of things. And the first one is redefining your values. Ask yourself what matters to me now. Not last year, not 5 years ago, now. Reintroducing yourself to yourself. Ask what brings me peace. What drains me? What lights me up? Releasing the version of you created by survival. Who you were in survival mode is not who you are in healing mode. And allowing yourself to evolve. You are not obligated to remain who you were when you were hurting. Your identity after release is not a blank state. It's a reclaimed canvas. Remember, clarity is not loud, it's subtle, quiet, and steady. Grounded light means you no longer chase alignment. You embody it. So I'm going to share some daily practices for clarity and grounded light. The first one is a morning intention setting. Ask yourself, what energy do I choose to carry today? Release statements. You can say daily, "I let go of what drains me. I welcome what nourishes me." Emotional boundaries. Not everyone gets access to your inner peace. Silence. Spending even 5 minutes a day with no noise reconnects you to inner wisdom. Ritualized release. Weekly or monthly, reflect on what feels heavy, write it down, tear it up, and let it go intentionally. And choosing yourself without guilt. Clarity requires choosing yourself, sometimes in ways your old self resisted. Walking in grounded light means you respond, not react. Protect your peace. Live intentionally. Know your worth, trust your intuition, and refuse what disrupts your spirit. This is alignment. So as we begin to close today's episode, I want you to take a slow breath, drop your shoulders, place one hand on your heart, and repeat after me. I honor my healing. I honor my growth. I release what no longer belongs to me, and I welcome peace, clarity, and grounded light. Remember, release is not an act of abandonment. Release is an act of becoming. May you walk today and every day with clarity, grounding, and radiant inner light.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe. Be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.